You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again from Option Alpha, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered online because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you guys make smarter trades. So again, thank you so much for tuning in today. On today's show, we're going to be going through this backtesting case study between trading monthly options versus bi-monthly options for the last 10 years. And in particular, what we're going to be doing is looking at two different backtesting case studies, one on the broad markets using IWM and one on a different ETF, which is an emerging market ETF, EFA. And so the whole idea here is just to try to get another set of eyes on different types and styles of trades that you can set up in your account and talk through the different scenarios and the different outcomes of trading monthly options, so about 30 days out, versus trading bi-monthly options, which is about 60 to 70 days out, and the differences between those. As always, if you guys want to learn more about our backtester, you can head on over to optionalpha.com/toolbox, check out a demo, you can backtest all of these strategies, and very soon, we're going to be releasing a new live update to the backtester where we fill in a lot of the data that we've been missing over the last year, and also have a live version that will continuously update as the markets progress. So as we get into new weeks, we'll have data refreshed on an ongoing basis. We're also going to be expanding the number of strategies and the tickers and the all the determining parameters that you want to enter. We're going to be expanding that with the new version of the backtester. We'll be adding short puts, short calls, long puts, diagonals, all of these things you guys want to trade and you've told us you want to trade. And then again, we're going to be expanding a lot of these parameters and a lot of these triggers so you can more definedly enter your strategy with delta strikes and choose your exact deltas or choose your wings or choose not to add wings. So it's going to be a big update. As always, anybody who gets in before the update will be grandfathered in because you do have lifetime access at this point. We can't guarantee that it'll be the same thing when we release the software in the next coming weeks. So getting into today's case study, the reason I wanted to look at this is because I've been getting a lot of questions from people about the differences between trading on a more active basis, meaning 30-ish days to go till expiration, and trading on a less active basis. So the understanding is that generally less trading is more profitable, or that's, I guess, the assumption that many people have. But what I think what we'll prove here today, at least with just this case study, is that it's not always the case that doing less equals more. Sometimes doing more, meaning being more active, more frequent adjustments, more frequent trading, actually ends up generating not only higher returns, but also smoother portfolio curves, not as many ups and downs. And so what I want to do today in the podcast is, like I said, go through two different case studies. They're going to be very similar setups, and we're just going to test this on a very pure and raw basis just to hone in on the differences in duration between the 30-day and, say, 60 to 70-day time period using our software. So the first test that we ran was on IWM, and I wanted to use IWM because it's a broad-based market index, but everyone uses SPY, so we want to use something a little bit different, which is the small cap. So we ran a test on IWM where we were trading weekly straddles. Yes, we are trading pure naked straddles against the market. Now, first of all, most people would assume that we're crazy to do this, but we trade a lot of straddle or straddle synthetics in our own account. And straddles actually end up becoming one of the most profitable strategies that you can use in many market situations. And so what we want to do is test that assumption here with the broad-based markets. It also means that we are collecting a lot of premium and really, again, trying to hone in on just pure option selling between 30 days and 60 to 70 days. So in the case of our first test with IWM, we went out 60 days selling weekly straddles and we had absolutely no management, no filters, nothing, meaning that we didn't filter for IV rank. We didn't take profits early. We didn't use a stop loss. We just let the trade go all the way to expiration. And we're trying to see, okay, if we just enter straddles 60 days out on a weekly basis, and then do nothing else behind that, what would the results be? And trying to, again, hone in on the duration aspect of this backtest. So what we found with IWM is that we had a total return of 124% over the testing period with an annual CAGR of 8.32%. Now, our win rate was 69%, which is about expected, honestly. And I'll pause there and say, when we trade straddles, we're looking at about a 68-ish percent win rate. That's really what the probabilities would suggest, because the straddle should be a one standard deviation type move. So we actually saw, just letting it go all the way to expiration, we had a little bit better win rate, about 69%. And our max drawdown was 53%. So we did experience a pretty decent drawdown in our portfolio. We still absolutely crushed the market long term, but during the time in 2008 when the market was down big, these straddles didn't do too well. You lost at one point, peak to trough, 53% of your account. Now look, you got to keep that in mind, right? You got to keep in mind that even though this strategy absolutely beat the market long term, there are times where you have these peaks and troughs in your performance. That doesn't mean you're doing anything bad or wrong. It just is the ebb and flow of the strategy. So that's our basis. So again, 124% return, 8.32% annual CAGR, 69% win rate, 53% drawdown. Now, what we did is we also now reran the study, we edited the backtest, and only changed one thing. And the one thing that we changed was the days to expiration. So instead of doing a weekly trade targeting 60 days, we did a weekly trade targeting 30 days. So it's just the same frequency of trading generally. It's just now we're not necessarily going all the way out to 60 days and having to wait 60 days. We're trading the contracts that are closer in, the contracts that are 30 days from expiration. So here are the results for this strategy. Again, it's the same thing, no IV rank, no profit taking, no stop loss, selling weekly straddles 30 days out to expiration. We saw 131% total return. So our total return was slightly better. Our annual CAGR was 7.73. So our CAGR was actually lower. But what we actually saw in this case is we actually saw a much smoother portfolio curve. Now, you can't visually see this because I'm talking to you on the podcast, but if you run this test using our software, you can see that the curve is much smoother. And this is reflective in the consistency stats that we have. So our win rate was 61%, which is actually less than expected. So that was kind of surprising that we actually didn't win around that 68% range. And maybe that was because of, you know, drawdowns that this portfolio had at certain points or others. But I would expect that over the long term, that's still going to try to trend towards the expected 67, 68% range. What we did see, however, is we did see that our drawdown was dramatically less at just 40%. Now, some of you might be thinking to yourself, 40% is still a lot. And I agree, it's still a lot, but it's much less than 53%, which is what we saw using the other strategy. So to set the foundation for this podcast and this test, what we're seeing here is we're seeing the trade-off between risk and reward. Now, although the strategy that we did at 30 days to expiration actually made more money in the end, it had an annualized return that was slightly lower than the 60-day strategy. But in exchange for having potentially a slightly smoother portfolio curve and maybe less money on an annualized basis, although it happened to win just by a few percentage points, what you got by trading contracts closer in around 30 days versus 60 days out is you got a much smoother, much more stable portfolio with a lot less downside risk. And to me, this is the story of all backtesting. All backtesting and all trade analysis is this give and take between risk and reward. There's no free lunch in the market. So what are you giving up and what are you getting? And in this case, you're giving up a little bit of your potential upside. A little bit of your potential upside for the possibility of seeing better risk reward features, meaning less downside risk in the market, less likelihood of seeing a very strong and aggressive down move in the market. So in my opinion, I think you go with the 30-day to expiration contracts because it's just a smoother curve. It's just a much more stable outlook. Now, again, these weren't the ones that won at a higher rate, but they actually ended up making more money. And so again, we have to look at all factors and consider everything versus just looking at one versus the other. So hopefully this helps out. Again, this is just looking at the broad-based markets with IWM. Now I want to shift gears here and I want to talk about the next backtest set that we ran, and that was on the ticker symbol EFA. So EFA is basically just an emerging market ETF, very liquid, lots of people trade EFA. And so we did basically the same style of test. We ran it the same way. We just want to test a different ticker. So the idea here is just figuring out if our hypothesis on any of the trading that we're doing is applicable to the same ticker symbol or applicable to multiple ticker symbols in multiple sectors. So emerging markets could be completely different and act completely different than the broad-based US markets. And I would argue that they do. So we're trying to figure out, okay, if it works in IWM, does the same process work in a different ticker symbol? And so we just threw up EFA to see if we get similar style of results. So the first test we ran in EFA was, again, trading weekly straddles and doing those 60 days out and no filters, no IV rank, no profit taking, no stop loss. Again, letting the position go all the way to expiration. Now, when we ran this test, what we saw is that we saw EFA had a total return of 68.71%. Now, that still beat out the S&P during our testing period. So it was much more profitable than the S&P, although not as profitable as the IWM trade, but it was definitely more profitable than the S&P, and it had an annualized CAGR of 4.36%. Now, the win rate was 63%, which is still in the ballpark of that 68 that we were expecting, although, again, with this trade in particular, we're still not at that 68%. Now, we only had about 200 or so trades, so we still need to make more trades, and I think that that would start to gravitate towards that 68% expected win rate, but it wasn't quite there yet. We also saw a max drawdown for EFA of 48%, very similar, almost identical to what we saw with IWM trading 60 days out, which is really interesting that this max drawdown trading a little bit further out in time might actually be higher across the board for a lot of different ticker symbols. So finally, what we did then is we just, again, edited our backtest and made one simple adjustment to it. One simple adjustment was instead of trading 60 days out, we now traded 30 days out. And so what we were trying to do by trading 30 days out is, again, shorten the duration timeline, which allowed us to more frequently update our strike prices as the market moved. And the assumption here is if we can more frequently update our strike prices, we have the ability to adjust quicker to market dynamics. If the market goes up, we are able to adjust quicker than if we were trading 60 days out. So again, we traded 30 days out, no filter, no profit target, no stop loss, nothing. We saw a total profit of 71.77%, which was higher than our expected return. Annualized CAGR of 7.37%, which was much higher. So we're actually making money on an annualized basis much, much faster. We saw the drawdown slightly increase to just 47%. So there was an improvement in drawdown, not as big of an improvement as we saw in the IWM, but it is in the right direction. So it's worth to note. And we saw our win rate this time actually increase to 64%. So in my opinion, you know, really trading 30 days out versus 60 days out on EFA showed that we have the same trajectory potentially as what we saw with IWM. It's just maybe on a smaller scale, maybe because EWA or EFA is a little bit less liquid than, say, an IWM, which would be the case. So maybe option premium doesn't really expand or contract as hard and aggressive as maybe it does with IWM. That could be one assumption. Maybe that the emerging markets just behave totally differently than the IWM did over the testing period, which I argue that they would. And so what we still see is though that moving your timeline generally from 60 days out to 30 days out, in this case, when you're just blindly trading, ends up reducing drawdowns, smoothing your returns, potentially generating more money, and should end up being more profitable for you in the long term. Now, again, this is not going to be the case for every type of scenario. We're just really honing in on this particular strategy in this particular environment and just showing you how you can use tools like this and how we can think about trading strategies as a whole and improve our probability of success, improve our chances of generating expected returns by just making these slight adjustments to our strategies. And although it might seem like the more activity is not as useful, because everyone has this connotation that more activity is not as useful and doing less is more, in this case, what we're seeing with EFA and IWM, actually doing more, being more active in your trading and getting more trades on, more frequently adjusting those positions, ended up generating slightly better returns with a little bit less risk. Now, hopefully this has been really helpful. As always, you can get all the notes for this podcast at optionalpha.com/show145. Again, that's just the number 145. One important note that I want to make about all of these tests that we ran, and probably the most important note, and I should have actually said this in the beginning, but I didn't, was that all of these tests were ran using 30% of your account, meaning that our overall allocation at any one point was just 30% towards a strategy like this. And that's really enlightening, again, because what we see is that you don't need to allocate a ton of your money to an options trading strategy, because options is leverage. And when you trade a leverage strategy, you want to leverage a little bit of your account to generate outsized returns on just a small portion, keeping a lot of cash available. So in all of these cases, the strategy actually outperformed the S&P, and we did it with only 30% of our account actually at risk. 70% of our account was sitting in cash during all of this testing period. And that's really, really important, because what we're seeing, even with the market moves that we've had over the last week or so, is that many people are overallocated. They think that they need to allocate a lot of money to the market in order to generate outsized returns. But it's just not the case. You need to be smart about allocating a little bit of your money to the market and keep a lot in cash reserve as a cushion, as a pad, so that you can trade through environments like we just recently saw this past week or so. So hopefully this helps out. As always, if you guys have any questions, please let me know. You can head on over, like I said, to the show notes page at optionalpha.com/show145 if you want to see more of these details or hear this again.
And now our favorite part of the show, Trader Q&A, where we ask a question from one of our current members about options trading. Got a question you'd like to ask Kirk to answer live on the air? Just head on over to optionalpha.com/ask and hit the record button to leave a message. That's optionalpha.com/ask. And now, here's today's question.
This is Ron Jones. I've been trading with you for about 3 months, and I'm a pro member. I was wondering if we are going to be grandfathered into the new automated trading platform that you're going to be bringing out. So appreciate an answer to my question. Thank you. I love all your training. So keep going. Thanks. Bye.
All right. So today's question again comes from Ron. Ron, thank you so much for submitting this question. I wanted to get this question in here because we've actually had this question a lot with regard to the new platform and the new auto trading that's going to be rolling out. And I want to give you guys an update, at least at the time that I'm doing this podcast, so you guys know where things stand. But we're still maybe about a month or so out from releasing the auto trading. We had a lot of new updates that we wanted to get in there, and we want to get everything right when we release this. As I've told many people, the problem that we've been running into with auto trading is that we can't really have any beta testers, right? A lot of people want to be beta testers, and I appreciate that very much, but we can't have beta testers because when this thing launches, it has to be perfect. There can be no bugs in a system which is basically managing trades for you and executing positions in the market, whether that's opening or closing. So we didn't want to have any beta testers because, frankly, there's going to be no bugs when this thing gets released. And we've also been doing things on the back end, like building out a portfolio analyzer, improving the backtesting software, improving the forum and the courses. So there's a lot more that's going to go into the new platform release than just auto trading. And again, a little bit of patience and a little bit of time and extra attention to the platform by our developers, I think it's going to go a long way, and you guys are going to love this. Now, the real question here is everyone going to be grandfathered in? And so our model in releasing this new auto trading software is that basically, everyone who's at the same level that they're at right now will obviously be grandfathered in. In fact, the pro and the elite membership on the monthly level will not change in pricing. So one of the things that we wanted to do for you guys is offer you guys an insane value and value add to the platform. And so we want to do that by also not changing the pricing structure of the membership. So whatever pricing structure you're at currently for pro and elite monthly, that will not change going forward in the future. You'll just have access now to new technology, new software, and the new platform moving forward. What will change, unfortunately, is the ability to offer the lifetime membership. So we've talked about this before. We'll give you guys plenty of warning when this is coming to an end, but it is coming to an end soon. But once we release the new auto trading software and platform, we will no longer be able to offer the lifetime membership. So anybody who's in the lifetime membership now that gets access to everything going forward in the future will obviously be grandfathered in. After that, we will no longer have that, and everything will be on a monthly basis. We will no longer have a one-time payment option. So as always, hopefully this helps out. As always, if you guys have any questions or want to get your question asked here on the podcast. It can be a general question like what Ron asked or another question about options trading or strategies. Head on over to optionalpha.com/ask. Click the big red button in the middle of the screen and leave me a private voicemail. Again, there's no software to download or install. It's really easy. It takes about 30 seconds, depending on how long your question is, and it goes right to me directly, and I'll get it queued up for a recent podcast or a daily call or one of the Facebook Lives that we've been doing every single week. So before we get in the closing bell segment, again, I wanted to let you guys know about our special podcast freebie today. It's our ultimate strategy guide. Again, it's completely free. If you haven't downloaded this already, if you're new to Option Alpha, please take the time to get it right now. It's about 90 plus pages. We put a lot of work and a lot of sweat into this report, and we're giving it away completely free. It's basically an entire book on options trading, and we want to, again, give it away to you guys for free. So you can get it by going to optionalpha.com/ebook or by texting the word strategies to the short code 44222 on your mobile phone. So if you're on your mobile phone right now, you can just text the word strategies to the short code 44222, and you'll get a copy of the ebook sent right to you.
Now, the closing bell. Find out which stocks we're looking at right now, trades we're making, and hear our game plan moving forward.
All right, so in today's closing bell segment, I want to go through a trade that we just recently made in XLB. Yes, XLB is a different trade and different ticker than we generally are using for our positions, but what we've seen is we've seen a lot of activity in XLB, and also it's had a huge, huge downward move over the last 2.5 weeks or so, and so implied volatility is through the roof, and option premiums are really, really high, so we want to add this ticker symbol to our portfolio, not only because we're trying to take advantage of the high implied volatility that's in the market, but also because we want to add a little bit of diversity to our positions, something that we talked about just a couple weeks ago when we were talking on, I believe it was show number 143, about how we add new trades and diversifying out the ticker symbols that we're using. Well, XLB gives us this ability to add a new ticker symbol to the mix, add a little bit of diversity to our portfolio. Now, XLB is a materials ETF, so it basically tracks the materials sector of the S&P, and it's actually been on a huge downward move. In fact, at the time that we're doing this trade, XLB was trading previously up around 61 and has traded literally in 2 weeks all the way down to about 54. So it's had a huge collapse. You can just pull up a stock chart of XLB. You can see this collapse that it's recently had. And this is followed by super high implied volatility in the general market as well. Now, naturally, what we're going to do is we're going to go after a more aggressive type strategy because of the high implied volatility, but we're also going to protect ourselves here with a little bit of risk protection by doing the synthetic straddle or the iron butterfly. So in this case, we're selling the straddle at the 55 strike, and this was at the time that we entered the trade. We're selling the 55 call, selling the 55 put, trying to collect as much premium as possible, do pure option selling on the inside legs of this position as implied volatility is going through the roof. And again, many people don't like to do this because they feel like it's risky, but these are the exact time periods. These high implied volatility markets are exactly when you should be selling positions because they give you the biggest bang for your buck. They give you the most premium for the least amount of risk on an expected basis moving forward. But that being said, because the markets have been absolutely crazy this last week or so, again, at the time that I'm recording this, we don't want to do everything completely naked. And so what I'm willing to do is go out on either end to the 60 strike calls and the 49 strike puts, yes, a little bit skewed to the put side, and buy some cheap protection. So I'm spending about $35 or so to buy this cheap protection, and it's $5 out on either end, $5, $6 out on either end, but it gives us risk-defined characteristics for this trade so that if XLB does continue to collapse, we have defined risk in this market. Now, we're still taking in a massive credit of $2.51, which means that our break-even point and our range of profit is basically $5 for this position. That's a pretty large range based on just the move that it's had. It's only had a move down of about $6 or so in the last 2 weeks. So we have a $5 range from here up or down that this thing can move in and give ourselves an opportunity to make some money. So again, I'm still taking in a massive credit on this thing. It's a synthetic straddle, but it's an iron butterfly in real terms. And that means that we're just buying these cheap out of the money wings to give ourselves a little bit of protection and to define the risk and curb the margin that is required for this position. Now, as always, we'll do in the contract small. We're going to be laddering into more positions in things like XLB and all the other ones that are going crazy right now. This is a great opportunity for us to get into a lot of positions, do a lot of trading in different ticker symbols, and really diversify out our portfolio and increase the credits that we're taking in for the month of November. So as always, hopefully this helps out. If you guys have any questions, obviously let me know.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything. Free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, so I truly hope you guys enjoyed today's show and got at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to make you a smarter, more profitable trader and investor. As always, you can get additional resources, links mentioned in the show, and some related video training from today's show by going to optionalpha.com/show145. Again, that's just the number 145, optionalpha.com/show145. And until next time, happy trading.